Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35 this afternoon, Carl Carlson will be along. It's Monday, and we chat with Carl each and every Monday about economic issues. Got news for you. Looks like we're poised to start setting records on Wall Street again. I haven't heard anybody in, few weeks anyway, mention the word recession. And there have been a lot of people, it seems like, have been working overtime to try and tank the economy. It disturbs me, to be sure. But we'll chat with Carl at 4:35. Now, I mentioned to you, there are a number of parents in Henrico County who are, to put it mildly, a little concerned right about now. There's some rezoning that is going on, and parents who would see their kids go to a different school, not surprisingly, in many cases are very, very upset about that. Yale Levin Sheldon is one of those parents, and I'm happy to say that Yale is joining us. Yale, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit, exactly what is going on that has so many folks upset and outraged in Henrico?
So I'm part of three neighborhood subdivisions, Greenwood Glen, Magnolia Ridge, and River Mill, which is a new subdivision, and a few nearby neighborhoods that are being rezoned from Hungary Creek Middle School to Brooklyn Middle School and from Glen Allen High School to Hermitage High School. And we're part of the Glen Allen community, and the schools are in the Glen Allen community, and we're just a part of one big community, and Brooklyn and Hermitage are just not part of that community. And they're only proposing to move about 25% of the students, which will separate them from their peers. That's not good academically and socially. And the schools they're proposing to move us to are much lower performing schools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem as well.
All right. So whose idea was it to take your kids from Hungary Creek Middle and Glen Allen and move them to Brooklyn and Hermitage?
We're not sure who in the county decided this was a good idea. We understand their reasons behind it. They want to spread out the poverty levels in the county and to help lower-performing schools do better.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't believe that's the way to do it. We think that's just a Band-Aid instead of putting more resources into the lower-performing schools.
Right. So give us a sense, geographically speaking, how far is your neighborhood from Glen Allen High School as opposed to Hermitage High School?
We are closer to both Hungary Creek Middle School and to Glen Allen High School. And the route that the buses take we're right by the 295 Woodman Road and Woodland Corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And the buses right now take the highway, which the 295, which is much easier and safer for the students, and it's faster as well. So we're closer geographically to our current schools as well.
All right. Now, I'm told that Henrico County has redistricting guidelines and have had them for a while. How does this proposed redistricting jibe with them?
They are violating their own guidelines. I don't have the list of all of them now, but they're violating the guidelines that say trying to keep kids together in their current, with their peers. As I said, they're only proposing to remove about 25% of our students.
Right.
And they're violating the geographic proximity guideline,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
we are closer to the current schools.
Right.
And I don't remember right now off the top of my head, but there are a few other guidelines that they're violating. They're not keeping out of the community. It's one of them.
Well, I would also have to think for parents who are looking at the middle school, Hungary Creek Middle School versus Brooklyn Middle School. Is this correct? Brooklyn Middle School is not actually fully accredited?
It is not actually fully accredited. It's accredited with provisions. We don't really know what that means, mm-hmm. but we do know it means it's not fully accredited.
All
and
right,
it hasn't been in a while.
So. All right. So from your point of view, from your sense,
it's a downgrade.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You're taking your kids from a school that is fully accredited, which means they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're teaching what they're supposed to teach. And the Henrico County School Board is saying, oh, not to worry. Everything will be fine. And the fact they're going to a school that's not fully accredited, well, don't worry about it.
Right. And also Glen Allen High School is ranked 8 and Hermitage High School is ranked 3 or 4, depending on where you look.
All right. So what has the response been from the Henrico County School Board?
Well, we spoke at the school board meeting this past Thursday, and I mean, they said they will take our comments into consideration. That's what they said. I don't know if that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that someone will listen to us.
Yeah. Now, is there any idea that there's one or two members of the school board that that look at this and say, hey, I got a kid over here, or I've got a cousin who's got kids over there, and this is going to work better for them, right?
Well, one of the candidates for Brooklyn District, we're in Fairfield District.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two candidates for Brooklyn District is very much in favor of this redistricting. And we believe it's because her daughter goes to Hungary Creek Middle School, and she has been vocal about it being overcrowded. Hmm. But the fact is that there are actually more students at Brooklyn Middle School than at Henrico County at Hungary Creek Middle School. And Hungary Creek Middle School is a very well-performing school, and Brooklyn isn't. So they shouldn't be adding more students to a lower-performing school.
Now, as they talk about moving additional students to this Brooklyn Middle School, are they also talking about adding, I don't know, 10 extra teachers, new classrooms, new computers?
There has not been any such talk. I don't know if that's the plan, but they have not notified us of that.
Mm. And
of
when
any
is,
such intentions.
Yael Levin Sheldon is joining us. She's one of the many parents who are, to put it mildly, upset about this potential redistricting. Now, have they given you any indication when this would happen if they move forward?
It would be the year of 21-22.
Okay.
So that would be when my oldest goes into high school and my youngest goes into seventh grade.
Wow.
So if this were to happen, my youngest will start middle school at Hungary Creek and then have to start again at Brooklyn, which is ridiculous. No one wants to start middle school all over again.
So I'm just curious. You mentioned those three neighborhoods. Would you mind mentioning those three neighborhoods again?
Yes, Greenwood Glen, Magnolia Ridge, and the new development, it's called River Mill. And they were promised, they were approved by the county in 2016, and they were promised these schools.
Wow. All right. So people in many cases bought their homes based on the school assignments.
Bought and are just signed contracts, and now they can't get back out of their contracts because they would lose a lot of money.
Yeah. When you compare this to some of the other counties around, I mean, how's it stacking up?
So, well, I can only compare to Hanover because I was just looking at the statistics, and all of Hanover schools are fully accredited,
right?
And all of their four high schools are about ranked about the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case in Henrico. There's a big gap between the West End and the East End.
Right.
And instead of putting more resources into the struggling schools, they just want to move us from well-performing schools. It's ridiculous.
I'm just curious because it just totally escapes me. Do they think that that somehow would improve the schools? It would make kids who are already having a difficult time learning, it would make them learn better?
The stated goal is to spread out the poverty throughout the county and to improve schools that are struggling. I don't see how adding students to a struggling school is going to help things at a struggling school.
Yeah, I don't
think... I might be missing something, but I don't see how that's going to work.
Yeah, I think if they came out and said, hey, by the way, we're adding so many teachers or we have additional resources...
That's a different story.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, as it is, it just seems silly. That's why I was asking, is there one person or two people that are not really front and center that maybe have something to...
All I know is that one of the candidates for Brooklyn District is very vocal about being in favor of this because she feels her daughter's school is overcrowded.
Yep.
But the school is doing very well, so I don't see why that's an issue.
Yeah.
And they can also always expand the school or build a new school, which is very much needed in the county. Building a new middle school and a new high school is very much needed in the county.
Yeah. All right. So finally, Yael, do us a favor for those that want to learn more. Maybe they are in one of these neighborhoods and they didn't even realize that they're going to be impacted. Is there a good way for them to learn more?
There is. We have a petition going on. Are you able to list it on your website?
Sure.
I don't have it.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
I'll give you the name of the petition. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. We'll just talk amongst ourselves. Yale's going to look it up. It's all right. All right, well, Yale, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you back on hold. Paul's going to get the information from you. We'll get everything up, and you keep us up to date on all of this. Thank you. That is Yale Levin Sheldon. And again, we'll get the information out there, which neighborhoods are impacted. And if you are inclined to sign a petition about that, fantastic. We'll have the information on that as well. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.